Something I've been into lately is a certain sound. As you know, if you've heard previous episodes, I have a kind of obsession with the late 90s slash early 2000s. And what I've been fascinated with lately, like just recently, is this kind of nu metal revival sound. I don't know if I can call it a full-on revival, but it's this kind of like music that's being made now that kind of is a throwback to the nu metal of that era, or borrows from it, or just kind of reaches back to it. I have this thing right now, and I don't know why it's happening. And by the way, I'm smoking right now, so that's maybe why it sounds weird. Smoking weed, to be specific. So I didn't like a lot of the bands from that time when it was happening. Most of the bands, actually. So I didn't like Linkin Park, Evanescence. I don't know, things like this. But I loved Limp Bizkit. I was obsessed with Limp Bizkit. And just hearing that kind of sound now, with even like the DJ kind of record, not record scratching, but I don't know, some DJ shit, and like, I don't know, just that nu metal sound. It just sounds good when it's like interpolated into another song or used within the context. It's like reframing it or something. It's like putting it in a new context, that sound. And I just think it's interesting. So, to give you examples, 100 Gex does this, especially on one song in particular. Hold on a second. I'll pull it up so I get the name right. It's called Billy Knows Johnny, or Billy Knows Jamie. It's track 6 on the new album, 10,000 Gex, which I'm kind of getting into. Took me a little bit. They're kind of 100 Gex are kind of an acquired taste. And then Rina Sawayama, I want to say Sawayama. Where is it? Hold on, it's coming up. Rina Sawayama. So she does this a little bit too. And I think this ties into like this kind of millennial culture of like, and now Gen Z culture of like taking things that are considered bad or crappy, like within pop culture, and reinterpreting them or using them in a different way, which I think can be interesting. I think of like Riff Raff, like that rapper, like, I don't know. It's just like they take, there's like some hair metal vibes in terms of like the look, and just as an example of like things that something that's considered like crappy or bad or shitty within popular culture or popular art or popular music, but then kind of using it in a different way that's sort of artistic, using it in sort of like an artistic way. I think that's pretty much all I have to say about it. It is sort of like, not to bring Tarantino into it, but it is sort of like how Quentin Tarantino, what he does with the references and the dialogue, turning it into an art form, but also taking things from the past and just interpreting them and putting them within the context of his world or the world that he's creating, which is something that artists probably have always done. But it's interesting to see how they're doing it in music now. This is Video Nasties.
This has been a production of Reptilian.